Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hey everyone, welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn.
And I'm Laura Jackson.
And in today's recap, we're going to be talking about the podcast I did an interview this week with Orit. Orit is the creator, the president, the founder of, I have to read it because I always say it wrong, it's Sharkay. So Sharkay.
Sharkay, I like it.
I know. And I love her tagline. It's shake your booty.
Hell yeah.
Shake your booty. Funny. But so Sharkay is actually like a belly dancing style class. So it's like similar to the idea of like a Zumba, but it's with belly dancing inspired. And P.S., her name is Orit. And I was like, oh, well, do you just pronounce it? Like, do you just say like Orit, like one name? Or and she's like, yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're like Beyonce. Like she's like a one name wonder. I love it. But anyways, I was talking to her, I was interviewing her this week, and we were talking a lot about Sharkay and how basically like how she came about the idea of creating this, how belly dancing empowers women as opposed to like, you know, like a lot of times people see belly dancing as like almost like a sexualization sort of thing, especially here in North America. And so we talked a lot about that and the tradition behind it and what it actually means and how it empowers women. So if you're interested just to learn more about like the history of belly dance and sort of how it can be more of an empowering type of thing and also learn some really cool moves, she gave us her top three. She even showed on the video. So if you listen, but you want to see the actual moves,
check out the video.
On our YouTube channel. She gives us her top three moves on how to shimmy and shake. But so I wanted to talk with you, Laura, though, about the idea, because I took belly dancing before. So I took belly dancing when I was younger, and I still remember to this day, because it was a very proud moment for me. After a few of my classes, my teacher came up and asked me if I wanted to be in a recital, because she said I was quite the natural. And
you missed your calling.
And I didn't do it because I was like, no, I don't think that I'm a natural at this. I think she was just nice. And I don't think she was actually like, I don't genuinely.
It was like my time as a rhythmic gymnast.
Because you've seen me dance. You've seen me in Zumba classes. Like, it's not a good look. And so I was like, maybe she's just being kind. Anyway, my question for you though, and what I want to chat with you about is the whole idea of dance fitness or alternative fitness stuff. Like what, because I've literally tried probably almost everything out there, like from martial arts to dance classes, to running programs, to everything. And, you know, I kind of always have went back to yoga and HIIT training. Like those have been kind of like the two that I always seem to like get led back to, because those are the things that kind of really like, I guess I relate to the best and that kind of react well with my body. Have you ever done dance fitness? Do you like it? Because I know that you did hip hop classes once, because you used to try to get me to go and I was like,
Yeah. And I remember I used to be so stressed out. I had to practice in my living room for like hours before the next class, because I was like, some of these people were just insane. And also I'm 5'10". So any type of dance, your center of gravity, it's better if it's lower to the floor. So like my long spindly arms are like,
is that true though? Is that actually true? Do you think apparently it's harder for taller people?
I think
it makes it look nicer because you're like nice and long. I'm like so short. I'm like,
No, well, I think it's harder when you're doing certain moves because they're quick. So it takes longer to put your arm out and back in. You know, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with doing like chin ups and pull ups. Like if you're shorter, it's easier because you have less range of motion that you have to move through, right?
That is true. Dave and I talk about that. My husband and I talk about that because he's big and tall, and he's like, yeah, like littler guys can like pound them out. He's like, for me, like it's so much effort. And I was like,
exactly. Like uses. You're lifting so much more body then. But yeah. We digress. So
yes. So dance.
When it comes, I absolutely love all of these trends in fitness. And some of them have been like long-standing trends and some of them are just like totally new and some come and go. But like things like Zumba, I think is amazing, even though it's not something for me I would do on a regular. You know, it's something I do with my mom. I do it more as like with somebody, like as a fun class. And we always do it at our Fit Chicks retreat, which we do our like intro party, which is a big Zumba party. And I love it because everyone gets involved and it's a real like bonding experience. And it's fun. Like it's something I don't do regularly, but I love that people are taking a different approach to fitness now and not thinking, okay, I have to be in the gym to be active, because we talk a lot about this all the time, like adapting the mindset of movement. And I think for a lot of women, It's really hard to shift your brain to see yourself as an active person if you never have been your whole life. Like, right. I was never sporty growing up, so I never saw myself as an athlete. And then when I started working out, I kind of was like, well, I'm a worker outer, but I never like thought, oh, I'm an active person. You know what I mean? Like, but now that's my mindset. It's like, it's who I am. It's not just something I do. And I think once you can adopt that mindset of movement, then you become someone who just naturally will live more actively and more healthily because it's ingrained in you, right? So
right.
any type of movement, like dancing, walking, hiking, belly dancing, martial arts, like there's so many different things that we forget are also amazing forms of movement because we just think, oh, you have to be at the gym or you have to be at a boot camp class or you know right. what I mean? Like,
right. No. And to add to that, I think, you know, one of the things that I think is really important is like when you just said, like, you don't really Zumba for you is more of like a fun thing that you would do or like any kind of like, cause for you weights, like weight training, strength training is like the thing that you're really like connected to. Like that just connects with you. It makes a lot of sense to you. For me, it's like yoga and HIIT training is kind of like the thing that really connects to me. So, but then for anyone else, I think the important statement though is also like, if you find that you're doing something that you don't like, then stop doing it. And I think, well, I feel like I always have to say that because I think that there's so many people, and I hear this often where they're like, I'm going to take up running. Actually, I know someone personally who's like, I'm going to take up running and I hate it. And like every day they dread it. And I'm like, well, why are you doing it? What do you like to do? And they're like, well, I like to dance. Well, if you like dancing, then why are you not dancing? Like,
get in there with the belly dancing.
Yeah. Go shake your beauty. Yeah. That's just shake your beauty. I keep like wanting to say booty, but it's like shake your beauty.
But the one that was interesting,
why you have to do one thing just because I think it is just adopting a different mindset.
I for sure do. And the one thing that's interesting, and I do want to do a whole separate podcast about this because I've been researching a lot lately, is behaviors. And there's something called the habit loop. And essentially any habit is a behavioral pattern that we've adopted, right? And it all goes through the same habit loop. So there's a cue, there is the response, and then there's the routine.
Right.
I think I have that in the right one. I need to prepare before we do our podcast. But it always goes through the same loop, whether it's a good habit or a bad habit. And they've done research that it actually takes 66 days to reprogram this pattern.
Okay.
So, which I found really interesting. And that's not just saying like to form a new habit. Cause you know, there was all this research, 21 days to a new habit, blah, blah, blah.
21, but, 28. Yeah. Like there's all these.
Yeah. Stuff. But this 66 days is actually like to break the old one and be like rebalance your mind and your behaviors to a new norm without feeling like it's effort. So sometimes I do think like if you're somebody and you have to think too, like exercising, just say if you're extremely out of shape and you're overweight, you know, even at our retreats, I remember being with a woman on a hike and she hadn't been active for years and years. And she was saying to me, she was freaking out. And I thought, oh my God, she hates this retreat. And like, I'm like, what's going on? But she's like, no, she started crying. She's like, I'm just so mad at myself. Like, how did I get here? You know what I mean? Like I used to be able, like I can barely climb a flight of stairs now. And we talked about strategies and stuff like that to get back into starting something. But back to the point of the habit loop and what you were saying about not liking something, your body is physically not going to like something if you're extremely out of shape. You know what I mean? So you've got to find the thing that you enjoy the surroundings. You might not necessarily enjoy the feeling right away, but if you can last through a commitment, that's why I always think an 8-week program is the best thing you can commit to. Because if you can do 8 weeks, then you know you're going to shift, right?
For sure.
So it's kind of like that tie in between the two. Like,
yeah,
you're going to not necessarily maybe physically like it, but I think you do need to mentally like it. And then you do need to find things that you're going to stick to for the long term, you know, like,
but I think that that's the main thing is like physically it might be hard. Like I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Like even dancing, like for me, dancing is really hard. Like
it's me too.
A hard workout and you know, and, but it's about finding the thing that your mind can at least connect to, because if your head is not in the game, if you're like, I'm going to become a runner and you, every time you do it, the whole time you're running, you're like, I hate this. I hate this. I hate this.
Yeah. What's the point?
Why are you doing this? You need to stop doing it. So you need to find something that you can actually be doing it and be like, okay, this is kind of fun. It's hard, but I'm learning something different. I'm growing. I'm challenging myself. That's how I feel about yoga. Yoga for me is like every practice is a practice. It's hard, I am limited to the things that I can do sometimes. Some days they're better than others, whatever. And I'm always challenging my body, and it's never easy. My practice, just as I get stronger, it gets harder. Because
that's evolving
the movement.
Yeah. And that's one of the other things that, you know, we're kind of jumping around here, but I love this type of conversation. But that's one of the other things too, though, that's key to like making changes, is that successful people are in it for the long game. Like, whether it be in business, whether it be in your workouts, in life, you've got to be looking at the long game. So as soon as you start having a rough patch, you can't be like you, like, oh, I hate yoga now, I'm out of it. You got to think, hey, next week's a new week, tomorrow's a new day, you know what I mean? Next hour is a new hour. Like, you've got to think long game, as opposed to just being like, I'm just jumping onto this dance, belly dancing trend because I want to lose 10 pounds and then I'm not going to do it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to be successful in life, you've got to be in it for the long haul, which people don't want to hear that. They want to hear the sexy, like, solutions. And I'm like, here I come, like Debbie Downer. I'm like, 66 days. You need to then change your habits. Like, so wah-wah. But it works.
But it's true.
But it works.
So true. All right. Well, with that said, we've got to wrap this up. But thank you for joining us. As always, if you haven't had a chance to listen to my interview with Orit, please be sure that you do. She's got, like I said, some really cool stuff to talk about, the history of it, where it comes from, and how it empowers women that I didn't even know about, like the stories behind it. So it's really, really cool. And always check out our podcast on iTunes at Fit Chicks Chat. As well, if you love our podcast, please leave us a review on there. We would love to hear from you and be able to share with other people. And if you're interested in learning more about our upcoming certification programs, check us out at fitchicksacademy.com. We have our upcoming fitness and nutrition expert certification, as well as our holistic natural weight loss experts. So until next week, we will chat again. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.